Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, good neighbors, and welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group of Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. The purpose of the Good Neighbor Podcast is to bring awareness to the residents of our communities, of the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland, Chattanooga, and the surrounding areas. Small local businesses are the backbone of our communities, and they need our support. Now, joining me today is our good neighbor, Shayna Anderson with Eat the Frog Fitness. Welcome, Shayna. Thank you for being our special guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Thanks so much for having me.
You know, it's my pleasure. We're just thrilled. I was interested when I saw that you were coming on, because I have to admit there's a question I'm just dying to ask you in a moment. So I want to apologize to all my listeners out there that my voice is really weak. I have a sore throat, so I apologize for the quality of my voice. I'll try to keep the coughing down to a minimum. But Shayna, before we get started, would you like to share anything with us about you and your family?
Sure. My husband, Patrick, and I moved to the Chattanooga area about 2 years ago in February of 22. We came from the Seattle area, but we'd only been there for 6 years. We're a military family. My husband's a firefighter, and we've got four kiddos, and we're loving the Tennessee life.
That's a long way from Seattle.
It is.
Are y'all enjoying it here?
Oh, we are. Absolutely. I think it was less of a culture shock for me. I spent a good chunk of childhood in Virginia, and then I went to college at Carolina in Chapel Hill. So it wasn't as much of a shock for me. My husband was born and raised in LA, so it's a little different for him, but he's loving it so much.
That's awesome. I interviewed a lady on the podcast the other day, and that's where she was from, was LA.
Okay.
So tell us a little bit about your business. I'm dying to know the story behind Eat the Frog, the title of the company. So tell us about it.
That is probably the most popular question we get. When we were doing build out, people would stop by the construction site, and they thought we were a restaurant. They thought we were the frozen yogurt place with the frog logo. I mean, there was all sorts of ideas about what we were, but I wish we could take credit for the name. It is a fitness franchise. The owner of the company is Olympic gold medalist Brian Clay, who actually still holds the title of world's greatest athlete. He's won two golds and a silver for the decathlon. And he came up with the fitness concept when he retired from training and competing. And at that point in time, there really was no fitness concept that he felt like he would enjoy walking into and utilizing. But he also realized that you know, if it was on his level, his wife Sarah probably wasn't going to enjoy it. And so he was looking to design something that was really for everybody. But the training mindset that he really adopted throughout his whole career was, you know, eat the frog. Your frog is that thing on your to-do list that you just procrastinate on, you put off as long as you possibly can. And for a lot of people, that happens to be fitness and taking care of themselves. And so that is where the name came from.
That's an interesting concept. And I'm glad you shared that with us about Brian Clay and being part of that. Well, tell me, you said Brian was looking for something that was different from what he'd seen out there. So what makes Eat the Frog different?
Yeah. So it is small group training. We can have up to 20 members in a session at any given time. And what I love so much about our studio is that we have members from 14 years old to, I believe, 73 is our oldest member. We've got members that would consider themselves athletes, and we have members that need to lose 200 pounds. We've got members that can bust out 20 pull-ups, no problem. And then we've got members who we really need to give them an option for every single part of the workout. We really do cater to everyone across the board, no matter what their goals are, no matter where they're starting. And that's something that we really pride ourselves on, is making sure that everyone feels comfortable walking through the door. It is a judgment-free zone, and our coaches are just so excited that you're there and that you're willing to try. And they're going to make that 57 minutes work for you, no matter who you are.
Are you one of those coaches, Shayna?
I sure am.
All right. Well, everybody run down and see Shayna down there.
Yeah. Get his reply. I'm usually an early bird coach, the 5 and 6 a.m. session.
Oh, yeah. My favorite ones. I love those early ones. Yeah. So tell us about your journey. So you came here. You've been all over the country, being part of the military, going to college. You settled here in Chattanooga. How did you decide to go the route of Eat the Frog?
Sure. So when I got out of the military, my husband and I met on deployment. My initial commitment was over to pay back for my ROTC scholarship. And I got out because we were kind of getting to the point where we knew we were going to get married and settle down and have kids. And I said, okay, well, this isn't going to work very well. We want to have a large family. Both of us can't deploy at the same time. So he's still going. He's close to 20 years. But I got my license as a personal trainer at that point. And I was training a lot of the other Navy wives from my husband's ship and his squadrons. I have been in the personal training realm for close to 15 years in some capacity. I've done one-on-one, I've done, online training, that kind of stuff. I've done nutrition consults, all that. It truly is a passion of mine. And then once the COVID craziness was kind of starting to slow down a little bit in Washington when we were out there, I had a girlfriend invite me to a workout at the local Eat the Frog studio, which is the one that Brian owns and operates as a franchise owner. And so I said, no, thank you. I don't love group fitness. I lift heavy things in my garage. This is my job. I know what I'm doing. I don't need to go in there. And she's like, no, come with me. So I humored her and I did. And I went to that first session and I said, take my money. This is awesome. I had really never seen anything like it. I mean, you won't catch me in a 60-minute spin class because I get bored very easily when it comes to working out. And I love that in our workouts, you change what you're doing every 8, 10, or 12 minutes. It just depends on which session you're in. So I think that caters to a lot of people who really don't enjoy working out. You know, if you don't like what we're doing, it's okay. It'll be over soon, you know. And so I was a member there for about a year. Then we decided we were going to pick up and move our family 3,000 miles and didn't know anybody here. And so I said, Brian, I need you to open a studio for me because I love these workouts so much. And he said, well, it's a franchise. Would you like to look over the paperwork? and honestly, opening a small business like this was never on the vision board. It was never something we saw coming, but we just kind of got prompted by the Lord and things fell into place. And it's just been one foot in front of the other the whole time, and we love it.
That's amazing. Yeah. A lot of people are intimidated about going into a gym. They're intimidated. They think, you know, I don't look as good as them, or I can't do what they do. So I'm afraid to go in. I'm afraid I'll be humiliated. Can you tell us about any myths or misconceptions that people may have that you can help them with?
Yeah, absolutely. First, I want to say that couldn't be farther from the truth. We, you know, anybody can walk into our studio and get a good workout. Now, are they going to be able to do the workout as written and what's displayed on the screen? Probably not, but honestly, most people can't. And there's a reason the workouts are written at a level to the point where we expect most people in the room to need to take a break or modify an exercise at some point, because then it gives you room to grow. There's always something more for you to achieve, another way for you to challenge yourself. If you were able to come in and do the workout start to finish, no problem, you would get bored and you would plateau and you would stop seeing those results. And so we want there to always be room for growth. And so that's the way we design the workouts, but it truly is the coach's passion to make sure that we've got options and modifications available for every single person in the room, no matter where they're at in their fitness level. And we've got people that, one of our members is a traumatic brain injury survivor. And when he came in, he couldn't balance on one foot without hanging on to something. And he has come so far just in the 3 or 4 months, he's lost like 40 pounds or something crazy. We've got people that, you know, it's day one of their fitness journey. They're in their 40s. They've never worked out a day in their life and they're intimidated. And now working out doesn't feel like a chore to them just because you come in and everybody's so excited to see you. They're just happy that you're there, you know, and how can you not enjoy being around that kind of energy?
Yeah, there's nothing like going somewhere and, you know, feeling like you're going to be intimidated, and you get there and there's so much support and encouragement, and there's Absolutely. Nothing like it. It just helps melt all that to stress away.
Yes.
So you've told me a lot about the business, and I've enjoyed every word of it, but you know, sometimes surely there's sometimes that you're not working, right, Shana? What do you and your children do for fun?
Well, we homeschool our children. So a lot of time is spent just, you know, living life with them and exploring Tennessee. You know, we're still newish here. So we love to go out and find hikes, and we're still figuring out all the touristy things in town. We've got 20 chickens and a dog to take care of. We're learning how to garden this year because, you know, everybody that does that here knows it's very different coming from the Pacific Northwest and learning how to grow here. We like to travel. We just bought a cabin up in Sevierville, so we're going to start going up there quite a bit. I've got family in Virginia, so we'll go back and forth to see them once in a while, and we're just getting to know the Southeast again.
I tell you what, I can tell you a lot of good places to hike and play and everything. It's just East Tennessee is a fantastic place. It's a fantastic place, yeah.
We love what we've seen.
So getting a little more personal.
Okay.
So have you had any life challenges or anything that you've had to overcome that you could look back and say, you know, because I came through this, I'm better or stronger for it?
Sure. Honestly, I think the last 3 or 4 years of our family's life has been one big challenge. I think everybody can agree that 2020 kind of threw them for a loop. nobody expected a lot of the things that happened in 2020. You know, we moved up to the Seattle area for the job that my husband took there. He became a firefighter, you know, in his late 30s. Moved up there to a department that he absolutely loved. We saw ourselves retiring up there, and then, you know, the world went crazy and they said, thanks for being around for the last 6 years, but we no longer need your services. And we didn't know what to do. He could no longer work in the state of Washington because of rules that were being applied there. And so we said, okay, well, what are we going to do? We have to figure out how to feed our 4 kids. So we decided at that point we were just going to pick up and move. And, you know, we didn't know anybody. We did know, one family from our old church in Washington that our pastor literally introduced us to the night before they left in November. So we knew of them, but we didn't know them. They now turn out to be some of our best friends, and we see them multiple times a week. And I had a friend from second grade that lived over in Hickson. That was it. That was what we knew of Chattanooga. But once we made the decision, to come here, and honestly, my husband and I keep coming back to the word obedience. We're both, you know, we are a Christian family. We are very strong believers, and we just felt like the Lord was kind of guiding us one step after another. And it felt impossible until we just both said, let's do this. We're going to make the move, book the truck. We didn't know where we were going. We didn't have a delivery address. But the day that we booked the truck, 9 days later, my husband had a job offer from a fire department. We had a house under contract. I mean, we had gotten approved by Eat the Frog to open a franchise. I mean, it was wild. The snowball effect of confirmation after confirmation that we were making the right decision, and the faith journey that we have gone on as a family since all of that happened has been absolutely incredible.
Wow. That's a beautiful testimony.
Thank you.
Yeah, God's good.
He's keeping this.
So, you know, you've talked a lot about yourself and your business, but sometimes there's one thing that stands out that, you know, you wish people knew about you, your business. Well, if you could shout it from the rooftop, what would you tell people?
If one thing that people should know about our business, gosh, there truly is a spot for everyone. And I feel like I can't say that enough in many different ways and languages. Like, you belong there. My passion in the fitness industry is to help everyone see that there's always something they can do. and something is better than nothing. You don't have, it's not a competition between you and the person next to you or, you know, anybody else in the room. It truly is about what you were capable of yesterday. And let's see if we can accomplish a little bit more today.
Well, that's a great encouragement. You know, I remember the first time I went to the gym after I got a little bit older, and I had some struggles because I have a little disability. And I remember how welcoming it was, and it was a group fitness class, and how welcoming it was, and people, how they encouraged me and helped me. And, you know, I understand what you're saying, and I hope the listeners, if there's anyone out there that feels that way, I hope they'll feel encouraged now to try to work out. Because when you said it's better to do something than nothing, that's the truth. That's the truth. Get out and take a walk, do something. Because otherwise we'll lose the ability to do anything.
Absolutely. One of our members loves to post on social media every time she comes in and works out. And that's what she puts on her photo every time. Move your body or lose the ability to. And that really is it. Do something. Yeah. None of us are getting any younger. And it's never too late to start.
Yeah, it's something to think about because so many times everything always happens to somebody else. Mm-hmm. Till it doesn't.
Sure.
And then it's us, and we look back and say, boy, if I had it to do over, but just don't wait on do-overs. You know, do something now.
Yep. No time like the present.
That's the message I hear you say. Just do something now. Yeah. So, well, it has been a blessing hearing from you today, but I know a lot of our listeners are probably saying, okay, this sounds great. How do I contact them? Where are they at? So help us out with that.
So we are located in the Public Shopping Center in Ottawa off exit 11. So at the corner of Snow Hill Road and Mountain View Road, we are actually right next door to Beef O'Brady's. So you guys can come in anytime. We are actually a 24-hour facility. Our members get key fob access to come in any hour, any day of the week. But we do have staff there to greet you and give you a tour and answer questions from about 5:30 in the morning until 6 o'clock at night, Monday through Friday. And then a few hours on Saturday mornings. And then the rest of the weekend, we do give our team off to be with their families.
Okay. Can they find you on the internet or social media or anything?
Absolutely. So on Instagram, we are eatthefrogfitness_Ottawa. And then you guys can give us a call or send a text message too if you have any questions. The phone number is 423-460-8155.
Wonderful. It's been a wonderful time today to interview you and talk to you about this. And I would like to take the time to stop and thank you and your husband for your service to our country.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
It means a lot to us. And so, you know, to all the good neighbors of the Cleveland and Chattanooga area, after meeting with Shayna and learning more about the Eat the Frog Fitness, we hope you'll take a moment to consider what they have to offer there and remember them when you need or want the services that they provide. And before ending this episode, we'd like to thank you all for taking the time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and operated businesses in Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone, go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com or call 423-380-1984.